Good evening and welcome to Zebra Facts Podcast. We're so happy to join you from across the pond this evening. Okay, well, that's our guest, who will be chiming in later, in a later segment, from across the pond. We do have some, I feel like we've got a lot of stuff from BBC and the Independent stuff, so lots of international news for you tonight. We do a pretty good job with that, though, really.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, again, the world has yet to end. Just a quick disclaimer, a little apology. This episode is going to be getting to you kind of like on the heels of our next episode. We are upgrading our studio. So this is very exciting, but it will cause a little delay in our editing, a little delay in our workflow. But, we haven't forgotten about you. We love you and we can't stop covering this amazing news. It just keeps coming at us.
And if you hear weird shit in the background, that's just our construction crew.
Yes, yes. So with us as ever is
Jersey Girl.
Link.
And AG. And we welcome you tonight to our madness. Tonight, guys, our sponsor is none other than the platform formerly known as Facebook, Meta, and their acquisition of Oculus. I mean, I think they acquired Oculus, yes. Anyway, so Meta and Oculus are, they sponsored us tonight so that we can help get the word out that if you have Oculus, you will be assimilated, or at least your data will be. They're reaching out to users right now of Oculus and saying, you've got T-minus, a couple weeks to get your account merged with your Meta account because they're shutting down Oculus, they're erasing it, purging the data like it's Hillary Clinton's hard drive. Acid washing that shit. I mean, you know, it's going
to be basically what they did to poor Seth Rich's laptop at this point.
We don't know. Like, I mean, maybe the aliens are holding on to Seth Rich's laptop for safekeeping. Because, like, the FBI is still so squirrely about it. Like, still so squirrely. Like, they're still like, we want 75 years to release this data. And you're like, bro, like, you seriously haven't gotten rid of it? Like, I don't know. Maybe Seth Rich, like, had an unerasable hard drive. So, yes. So, Meta, formerly known, it's funny because I have sort of taken to calling the platform formerly known as Twitter X. I'm like, oh, it was on X. Oh, they posted to X. Sorry. But I can't think of Facebook as Meta. Like, It's so beta that I just can't think of it.
just do what I do. It's fascist book and twatter. There you go.
Yeah. I still call it Twitter, too.
Yeah. I mean, well, I still always say tweeted. And I'm like, well, but is it tweeting if it's on X, you know? So, if Facebook, you're still posting to Facebook. Oh, I posted to Facebook. Oh, I put it on Facebook. I posted it to Facebook. Like, it was just, you know, it didn't become a verb the way tweeting became a verb for Twitter. So,
either way, they're hotbeds for our handlers to, you know, monitor everything we do.
So I'm like, will the Oculus still be called the Oculus if, like, it's merged with Meta? That's my, will it be Moculus? So
we should ask Mark Zuckerberg.
Prepare to be assimilated.
Resistance is futile. So here's the one catch that I was looking over at the announcement that Meta made, and I was like, oh, this will be craptastic for some people, because I know a lot of people started their Facebook accounts with, like a long time ago. Facebook's one of the oldest platforms that's kind of been in continual existence, and what they're saying is, you've got to merge your account, or else all your Oculus data is going to be lost, but you better hope and pray that you opened your Oculus account with the same exact email address that you opened your Meta account with, because it needs to be the same email for the merger to happen. So I don't know what'll happen to people if, you know, say they opened their Facebook with, like, an old, I don't know, like, an old Hotmail account or something, but then they changed to Google.
Or their EDU address.
Or their EDU. Back. Yeah, because in the way back, you need an EDU address. Well, that's how I opened my Facebook account, was with my college address. Like, I was very alpha on the beta test of Meta.
So you identify as male.
I identify as someone who no longer uses a platform.
So what does this count as?
This counts as shilling for the conglomeration. We love you, Meta Book. face meta,
fascist,
face killess,
occupy.
seller of our data. Well, I mean, and so, the, like, this is, I think I really just, like, drew a hard line, was like, nope, like, I'm not posting anything more online.
When, more about that hard line, hard drive.
Everything's really hard tonight. I can't. Oh, so when they started talking, you know, particularly Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg about this idea that, well, no, kind of like your conscious is going to be downloaded and then, you know, uploaded into the cloud and everything. And then I realized, like, no, that's what they're doing. Like, all of our photos, all, like, they know how we communicate. They know what vocabulary we use. They know what languages we speak and interact in. They know, you know, like, who our friends are and stuff. So basically, they could download all the stuff that I've put online into a facsimile AG and, you know, that fake AG could show up at my door and be like, I'm you now, you're gonna die. And I don't know how long it would take for people to figure it out, you know? Like,
yeah, but isn't there a caveat to that? Like, it wouldn't be able to kill you because you've been seeking someone.
Oh, yeah. See, well, that's an alternate storyline. We'll go into that another time. But I do like that. We can cover that another time. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. So, neither of you have Oculus, do you?
No.
Hell no.
Maybe our sponsor can send us some gear.
But I don't think I want it.
No? You're not a VR kind of person?
No. I'm a gamer, but I would not touch it.
Same. I had an experience with a VR machine once, and I gotta tell you, I was in the thing for no more than 10 minutes. It was an actual full-body enclosure type VR.
Like Ready Player One.
Kind of. It was more like it was like stepping into a video game capsule.
Okay.
And then, like, you were surrounded completely by the screen.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to space. I don't know what it's like to lift off and be in zero gravity, but I can tell you that I think I know what atrophy feels like, because when I got out of that capsule-like enclosure, I could not walk for a good solid couple of minutes. Like, my legs felt like jelly, and I had, like, no, like, control of my mobility. I felt like I was gonna collapse on my knees. Like, it was weird.
So the AI brought you to your knees. You will bow before
it almost did.
So
yeah, I won, fucker.
I had a similar-ish experience. It was what was it? Like, Downtown Disney used to have like a gaming, I don't know, thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, so I did like an early version in the early 2000s. They had an AI, like, you rode on kind of like so it was kind of like a pod, but it wasn't like fully.
Was it like Tron?
Maybe. So you got on something that was kind of like bike shaped and you put this helmet thingy on. Uh-huh. I almost blew chunks. I was so sick and disoriented. I was like, no, get me out of this thing. I was just like, why would anybody want to do that? But also, it's so close to, in my mind, way of thinking, it's like the freaking Matrix. And it's like, the Matrix is kind of, you know, it's a love story, but it's a horror movie too. And it's like, why would you willingly just be like, I give up reality. I just want to look at fake things now.
Because I will tell you why. People want to experience the experience of experiencing the experience while experiencing the experience of the experience.
The experience is experience, 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 the experience, 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 experiences, and experiences, experience, experiences, experience, experiences, experiences, experiences.
I didn't think Kamala Harris was going to talk to us till later in this
program. No, that's...
No, that was Zuckerbot!
Yeah.
I know.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I know. But it makes about as much sense that they have the same speechwriter, guys.
I'm pretty sure
they do.
But we love Mark Zuckerberg because we love Meta for sponsoring us. And Oculus, get your data merged. You'll be assimilated, or you're going to lose access to all your favorite. You're losing your purchases, everything, if you do not assimilate. So resistance is futile. And thank you, Meta and Oculus.
Yay!
Now it's time for some ambulance chasers.
Asshole!
I think that's ambulance chasing after bikers.
More like they're getting cut off.
All right. So we have a story out of from across the pond, from the Telegraph, our good friends in the UK. It's a royal adjacent family. They're the Windsors. Lady Gabrielle Windsor's husband, Thomas Kingston, died from a catastrophic head wound. So, you know, he's dead.
Well, he's dead, so...
And we know the cause of his death is a catastrophic head wound. And
he totally did not Epstein himself, for the record.
Very, very sad. And they found a gun close to his body. So obviously, the gun was unable to flee the scene. The gun that caused this catastrophic head wound. This whole article is ridiculous. Like, if it was any more British, it would be Canadian, I think. yes, here's how it leads. I have to read it because it's insane.
Go for it.
Thomas Kingston, the husband of Lady Gabriella Windsor, was found dead at his parents' home with a catastrophic head injury and a gun close to his body, a coroner said. Kingston, 45, died at the property in Cotswold Village on Sunday. Katie Skerritt, the senior coroner for Gloucester, said the financier, who was the son-in-law of Prince and Princess Michael Kent, had lunch with his parents before his body was found in an outbuilding. An outbuilding. Of course, I don't have a compound, so I don't have an outbuilding, you know? Like, I'm lucky to get a spot in the parking lot where I live. anyways, to have an outbuilding for someone to find your body there. she said a postmortem had been undertaken. Well, undertaking is what you do with a dead body. Like, what, these Brits taught us English? Like, what the fuck? And that a provisional cause of death, had been given as a traumatic wound to the head. So he died, let's be official, from a traumatic wound to the head. That's all there is to see. Let's see. She opened an inquest. So as she opened an inquest to Kingston's death, Ms. Skerritt said she'd been given evidence of the brief circumstances surrounding this, quote, tragic incident. She said Mr. Kingston was visiting his parents' home in Cotswold on 25 February. He ate lunch with his parents. His father went out to walk the dogs. On his return, Mr. Kingston was not in the house. Approximately 30 minutes, his mother went out to look for him. I'm just wondering, like, that outbuilding must have been pretty soundproof. I mean, I'm just guessing. Unless... you know, the gun had nothing to do with the traumatic head wound, and the traumatic head wound was like...
Well, the police say there's nothing suspicious, so he totally did not Epstein himself.
All right. His father forced entry into the outbuilding when he couldn't gain entry. Oh, he forced himself. That's a little dicey there.
Mr. Kingston... Did the door consent?
Mr. Kingston was found inside with a catastrophic head injury. A gun was present at the scene.
That dirty little bastard!
Obviously, guns kill people. Like, all this time, you know, our friends on the left have been correct that guns are what kill people. You know, people have nothing to do with it. I mean, so the gun only had 30 minutes to, you know, after lunch to kill him and didn't get to flee the scene in those 30 minutes between when they walked the dogs, mom didn't know where he went, and, like, I mean, my mom hovers, right? But, you know, I could be in the bathroom for 30 minutes. She's not going to come knocking. Like, I could go take the trash out for 30 minutes. She's not going to come looking for me. Like, I mean, I'm just curious why it's just curious.
Well, what's funny is that in England, you're not allowed to have guns.
Well, but he's not just any old Englishman. He's royal. Mm. He has blue blood spilled all over that outbuilding from his catastrophic head injury.
So reptilians have blue blood. Got it.
Uh-huh. Emergency services were called. Police are satisfied the death is not suspicious. I mean, I've never seen a gun, like, fire itself before. I would consider that suspicious. Maybe that's something royal people have access to, are self-firing guns. Like, you know, guns that do their own security measures.
Guns
maybe
with
that's
AI.
Maybe that's why they don't want the British people to have guns, because think of how many more royals they would kill. Not right? The people.
Maybe. it continues to sound incredibly British. The hearing at Gloucester Coroner's Court lasted less than minutes. Like, less than minutes? Like, so it was a minute? Like, Less than 2 minutes, less than, like, seconds? Like, what was less than minutes? That's just an interesting turn of phrase. Several journalists and Buckingham Palace representative were present, but no family members, because somebody was motherfucking in on it, I swear. Kingston once worked as a hostage negotiator in Iraq. Known as Tom, he read economic history at the University of Bristol before joining the diplomatic missions at the Foreign Office.
So blah blah boring blah blah.
So I mean, ultimately, it's just apparently UK has veteran suicide too. Even if they have every privilege and they're married to a fucking princess.
Remember, they didn't say he Epstein themselves.
My only question is, did he have business deals with the Clintons?
That's such a good question.
Or maybe because the palace, Buckingham Palace, had to issue their condolences and say how loved he was by them.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that His Majesty Dumbo Ears didn't pay him a visit?
Oh, I missed this. He was managing director of it says Voltan Capital, but all I saw was Voltron. He was the managing director of Voltron. I wonder which lion he was. I told you all, I'm a big, fat nerd. Get over it. Okay, let's see. And Devonport Capital. Okay, so he was in that seedy world of money. His dad was a lawyer.
See, even the cops are calling bullshit over here.
Yeah, they're either that or it's our handlers coming for us.
Did we say too much already? Damn, we didn't even get started.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing... They've been pretty careful in the article to not put anything in that would, like, you know, point to a particular, but yeah, it doesn't say that he knew the Clintons, but I wonder if the UK has their own Clintons, do you think?
Probably.
I'm telling you, King Dumbo Ears probably paid Mr. whatever the fuck his face, his name was, a visit, and maybe some stuff was said that wasn't supposed to be said.
They really are playing up his time in the service in this article, though. Which does point to like, if I'm trying to construct this narrative, I was like, oh, he was so successful and he had everything going for him, but he probably just had like some PTSD from being in war, and he probably just got to be too much for himself because, you know, those veterans are just killing themselves.
Or maybe he wanted to go public with something, and you know, they didn't like that.
I'm not saying that was the real reason. I'm saying what the narrative they're establishing is.
Mm. Oh, right. Because nothing's based in reality anymore.
Well, because,
virtual reality.
Because the police have determined there's nothing suspicious about this. So it's just one more troubled vet, like, asking a gun to do his dirty work for him.
He could have, I mean, Canada's part of the Commonwealth, he could have just ordered a maid service.
He could have ordered maid service. Maybe he did order maid service.
Maybe the gun was the maid.
Maid service? I called for room service. Same thing.
I'm just here to tidy up. Well, I'd like some... It doesn't matter what you like. You're not going to be here anymore.
Wait, what? That wasn't part of the agreement.
Medically assisted... Assistance in death. Maid. M-A-I-D. Yeah, that's coming. Coming soon to a theater near you.
We really need to wrap this up. I have a lot on my schedule, so you'd be a doll and
you're right. We have so much more to do. So that is... That concludes this episode of Ambulance Chasers.
You fucking asshole!
It's a motorcycle running over a very angry cat from New Jersey. Alright, which brings us along to Move Along. Nothing to see here. Jersey girl, what can we not see first?
Oh my god, where do we even fucking start? Holy shit.
So many candidates.
I believe in Texas.
So, I mean, it's not sus at all that 80% of the cattle feed areas in the entire fucking state of Texas are just on fire. It's just a new initiative. It's a statewide barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Texas is known for its barbecue, man.
Well, so it's not even... I mean, it's more cruel than that in a lot of ways, because, like, if they were burning the cows, that would suck. And it would smell amazing. but they're burning the cattle fee. So now these farmers are going to have to put these cows down if they can't feed them. So they're not just starving us. They're starving our food to starve us. Like, it's like, oh, let's go further back in the food chain. Because I think they figured there was that huge, like, herd of cows that died of heat exhaustion. And everyone's like, well, that was weird. And that came the same summer that, like, all the chicken plants were exploding. All the chicken processing was exploding. Mm-hmm. So now they're like, well, maybe we can't just kill all the cows. But what if we kill their food? But, you know, I'm sure there's nothing to see here.
Nope.
Maybe, move along. Maybe. I mean, what could they possibly gain? Like, I mean...
So, I mean, do we think that, like...
I mean, doesn't help that recently there was a Freudian slip by senile chief in
the
office.
The senile pedophile.
Yeah, that fuckhead.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground... You'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it.
Well, clearly pastures are not going to have a roof, so, I mean, they're kind of fucked. But yeah,
unless you grow bluegrass.
What?
You
know what Tennessee.
What kind of music festival they won't be able to hit with a DEW is a bluegrass music festival.
Or the Blue Man Group.
Of the Blue Man Group.
Tennessee, you're safe. Blue Man Group, we love you. You're safe.
Biden also said recently something about we're going to need a lot more blue paint or something.
He said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. Oh, my gosh. So, let's see. So, the Texas fires, they're not being really covered in the news at all that I saw. Did you? It was a post on X by Truth Seeker. And then Sam I Am, but, like, his I is an exclamation point on X. He posted that video. They all 20 houses burned down because they didn't have the right roof. And you're just like, what? He said that. Like, what is this crazy?
Speaking of roofs, I think they're getting ready to fix our roof as we speak. So we'll be good. We'll be safe.
I would go ahead and just buy one of those little tarps and just throw it up there. Just be like, just tether this down.
Just make sure it's the right shade of blue.
Yeah, but I think like it looks like that tarp blue. Like that's what it looks like. How much you want to bet, like? Someone in Maui was having roof work done, and, like, their roofers weren't done, you know, so they just, like, covered it with a tarp, and all their neighbors, like, got destroyed, and they're like, and I didn't even have a roof.
But there's nothing to see here. I mean,
there's nothing to see here. Nope, nobody's reporting on it. There's literally nothing to see here.
It's just a statewide barbecue, that's all.
So a little further south, it is further south, right? Acapulco.
Yes. I believe so.
South and west, right? Acapulco's on the west side of Mexico?
Yeah, west side of Mexico.
You can't even keep them straight anymore. That's how fucked our border is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I'm thinking of, like, the Baja, and so, you know, because, anyways.
Acapulco last year was hit with a Cat 5 hurricane, which came out of nowhere as a tropical storm, and 2 hours later was a Cat 5. It was really weird.
It was kind of like the one that Florida got hit with, that was supposed to go through Tampa, and then it just, like, ginned up, like, super strong and came across the lower part of the state instead, and then... Just hung out in Orlando all day, and then hung out.
It wanted to go to Disney
World. But it drank too much at Disney World, and it was pissed all over the east coast of Florida, too. Like,
you destroyed part of Florida. What are you going to do next? Go to Disney World.
Disney World, and then destroy the rest of Florida. So, yeah, I mean, that is a bizarre and unsettling pattern that, I mean, because... For years, I've lived in a hurricane belt, and you get lots of notice. You watch them gather strength. You know, there's an eye, there are winds being measured, there's barometric pressure, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's none of this with this Acapulco storm. There's none of this with that storm in Florida a couple years ago.
Yeah, but the hurricane was last year. Like, now... Acapulco is getting the Maui treatment.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's on fire.
Oh, fire! Yeah, yeah. Yeah, fire! Fire! Fire!
It was on fire a couple days ago. They put it out, and now it's on fire again.
Damn it, where's a Cat 5 hurricane when you need one to put the fires out?
They were like, oh, the hurricane didn't work. Let's send the fires.
They're too busy fucking with Japan. Think about it. Japan's getting fucked over by earthquakes, too, in the wake of their fucking tsunami. And so they're getting drowned out. Acapulco's getting burned out. I mean, it's like they're trying to drown the northern hemisphere and they're trying to burn the southern hemisphere.
There's nothing to see here, though.
Nothing to see here.
Nope, move along.
Also, just, I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but China's announced that it's going to officially destroy all the COVID-19 data. I feel like they did it before. They destroyed a bunch of it before, but I guess, like, that's now, the CCP's like, no, we want it all gone. All of it gone. Just don't look, just make sure it's all gone. Anything that was still there, don't have it anymore. So, I mean, you know, I give the CCP props for, like, just moving on. You know, it's like when you break up with a disease, you don't want to be reminded.
No,
like,
yeah, you want to destroy the pictures and everything.
Yeah, you get rid of
the
old face masks. Yeah. And you get rid of the tests that no longer work with the variant that you're on, whatever, if that's a thing. And, you know, like...
Tests that never worked to begin with.
No, the results, the interpretation of it. See, if they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. PCR is separate from that. It's just a process that's used to make a whole lot of something out of something. That's what
also,
it is. It doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you.
Maybe they just figured out that, fuck, people figured out this is a red herring. Shit, this isn't working anymore, guys! We need another plan!
You turn the makeshift hospitals into, like, you know, big multiplex movie theaters, and, like, you just move on!
Or factories for the kids.
Or factories for the sweatshops, yeah.
Or, on the idea of
Apple products.
On the idea of the movie theater, maybe it's where they're housing all the pods now that are going to upload us to AI.
Or maybe it's where they're housing all the pods that they're going to grow those three babies per family in.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot about that.
We love China. You are an endless source of inspiration for this program. I don't think there would be a Zero Fucks podcast without China. That's right. You owe everything to CCP. We want the money for it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who fucking let her in?
I'm sorry, CCP representative. We don't have money. Oh, bullshit. You have money. You only talk about China every week. Every week you talk about China, and when you get no money. Okay, well, if we make some money, we'll let you know. You better give us China gets money, because you wouldn't have show if it weren't for China. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Maybe we should move along, because there's nothing to see. Yeah, you keep moving! You keep moving now! Okay, all right, done. Moving along. Nothing to
see
here.
Yes, move along.
Do we still get our happy endings?
Happy ending!
No!
A waist massage, you get the egg roll. Happy ending!
Oh, goodness, that robot chicken callback. Okay, so now we are going to party like it's 1984, y'all. And I love this segment because it's like, oh my gosh, we're changing. I can't keep track with how fast things are, like, words, meanings of words and shit are changing. And then the scientific community keeps publishing stuff like, oh, this is a thing. And you're like, no, everybody's known it's a thing. Or like, yeah, duh, it's a thing. Or that is not the thing you said it was, because you're full of shit.
It had too much Japanese steak.
It's so maddening. So the UK, again, we're spending a lot of time across the pond today. Mm. The UK asked 200 of its top researchers and lecturers and academics from scientists, but all people who were, like, you know, highly educated, over 50% had PhDs. They asked them questions about sex and gender. And sex is, you'll be happy to know that sex is still binary, according to the majority of British scientists in the poll.
Careful, all those trans people are going to get pissed.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is from our good friends across the pond, and I can't help it. A survey of almost 200 scientists at the British universities conducted by The Telegraph and census-wide found 58% of the respondents think sex is binary, except in rare cases such as intersex individuals. Less than a third, 29%, agreed with the statement sex is not binary, while 1 in 8 people, 13%, had no views or preferred not to answer. Those are the people who want to keep their jobs. They're like, wait, what are you asking me? I'd rather not say.
I wonder if those.
So you have no opinion. I'd rather not say.
I wonder if those are the same people that manipulated the laws of attraction to get like objects to attract to each other in forced conditions. Of course.
Well,
I wonder if they're the same.
I don't have that article pulled
up. It's okay.
That was a different
one. It's an afterthought.
Okay. Yes. All right. So, however, almost two-thirds of scientists, 64% of our academic elite, do agree that gender is fluid, while 22% say gender is binary, and 14% said, fuck all, I'm not answering that question. And 14% people wanted to save their job. And so then you've got Dr. Wolfgang Goyman.
Semantics.
Yes. To me, this just means that at least 29% of the academics that is filled out this question do not understand the biological concept of sex, and at least 22% of them do not know what gender means. Okay, y'all, it used to be fucking interchangeable. Okay, like, it would be on your fucking driver's license, on your goddamn passport. Gender, M or F. And y'all who say that it's always been different, you're motherfuckers, you're MFers, you know, because...
Nice.
It's one thing or the other, and it's the same. It was the same. It was never the same. And it was so, it's so idiotic that people are like, no, gender is how you feel on the inside, and that's what it's always been. Like, for 5 minutes, that's what it's been. Because somebody, like, snuck in there and, like, Mandela affected that shit.
I've always taken it as gender was the kid-friendly way to say sex.
Yeah.
So that way that kids aren't saying the word.
So sex is, yeah, sex is technically, like...
talking about the genitalia and all that other stuff, but the... male-female thing was your physical attribute. Sex was the
hard science word for
yeah.
Male gametes, possessing male gametes, possessing female gametes, as yeah. far as like a reproductive stance. Mm-hmm. And then gender was the kosher way that we would say it on a driver's license, on official document, on a birth certificate, on, you know, like, you'd have a gender reveal party for your baby. Not like, we're gonna tell you what sex our baby is. Or like, oh, well, we know you guys had sex because you're having a baby. You know, like, but yeah.
This is so not kosher right now.
Well, sex was a word. Sex was a word, like, when I was growing up, that was kind of uncouth. You didn't say the word. In fact, oh my God, this job.
Uncouch? What?
Yes, uncouch. My mom would never say the word sex. So she would watch a movie or something, and she'd say, well, it was pretty good, except there was a scene where people were doing what they shouldn't do until they're married. And I was, when I got to be a teenager.
I used to talk like that when I was younger.
When I was a teenager, I got to be a real smart ass. I'm like, what's that, Mom? Well, you know, it's a scene where they were being intimate. I'm like, oh, you mean where they were having sex? And I would just say that word and watch my mom's face turn, like, bright red. But, you know, I was in high school, so I'd had biology. So now I knew the real word for gender was sex, you know. But, like, but it was a word that wasn't genteel. And you didn't say it in casual conversation.
See, I think I was like your mom even in high school. I was very, like, shy about that word. I was like,
oh, I was like that originally. But then, you know, then I developed my secondary sex characteristics. And I became a badass.
Oh, is that where the fluid comes from?
That's where. Stop talking about my fluid. That's gross. So
you don't have to suppress Hank forever.
Oh. Yes. Well. Okay. So that's so 60. Yes. Two thirds of these scientists are like, gender is fluid. And it's like, what the fuck?
Fluid like our propane tanks. Get your propane tanks.
Well, I think that, you know, I'm like, what? So what are you just saying? Because, like,
well, sometimes my wife wears pants. And sometimes I like to wear her underwear. So I think that means that we're both gender fluid. And sometimes I like to put on her apron and bake bread and pastry rolls. And she likes to go out back and grill a steak. So that must mean we're gender fluid.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, so like earlier today I was kind of more put together and wearing earrings and high heels. And like, so obviously I was feeling more female, but now I'm like just dressed like a slob in a sweatshirt and, you know, no more earrings and stuff. So like, obviously my inner man is in control now, you know, and I call him Hank, you know, so right now it's not AG anymore. It's Hank. And Hank likes to grill steak and eat his meat medium rare.
And he sells propane tanks.
He likes to play with fire, like a lot.
Fire. Yeah. Fire.
Fire. Yeah. Fire. Brinkle, yeah.
So, I mean, and the idea of gender fluidity, like, we kind of talked about it. Like, it pisses me off because I feel like it's, like, straight person's golden ticket into oppression school. You know, it's like, they're going to kind of, like, come to the gay club and be like, well, I'm gender fluid, you know? And it's like, yeah, but this is a club for men. And be like, no, well, okay, but yeah, but sometimes I feel like a man. Because I'm non-binary. So, like, I'm kind of masculine sometimes. So, like, I mean, I like to suck dick. And then, like, you know, if I were expressing as a man, I'd be gay. Like, no, the men in here don't. I'm not saying me personally. I'm just saying that I the non-binary, like, gender queer, that the excuse politics of the quote unquote LGBTQ people who do nothing to transition, don't express themselves differently in their walking, in their dating preferences, or any, they're walking, they're dressing. They don't walk gay enough.
some of them do. Some of them walk really gay.
But they're dressing like they're assigned gender at birth, right? And they're putting on makeup or whatever. And then, but they want the privileges of, they just want to be able to like, oh, I'm so oppressed because someone misgendered me. Because I'm gender neutral, you know? And you're just like, how is somebody supposed to know that? Because,
how is anybody supposed to care?
thank you. It's like, so they don't have to actually like be dating anybody differently or living any kind of different lifestyle. They just, it's like having a little name tag that they put on. Like, oh, you're misgender, my feelings, you're erasing my identity. You know, and that's what this whole shit is about. This is why like 14% of these scientists were like, I don't know. Can I answer, I don't know? Can I answer, I don't want to answer, decline. That wasn't the only thing on this questionnaire. The questionnaire also covered such certain topics as,
I don't know why you're being so insensitive. I mean, job applications ask these questions now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is crazy. Like, keep your nose out of my genitals, please. And out of my genital
parts. Yeah, only Elmo can smell your genitals.
Oh my god. Oh, so gross. That is the creepiest thing you've ever done.
Stop touching us, Elmo. Sorry. We need to put the Elmo puppet away. I don't know
how he got out. Can Elmo want to go party?
Fuck off, Elmo!
Yeah, so like this, so the scientific community in the UK is like all in on this, like, well, we need to be gender inclusive and gender, it's just most ordinary people, it addresses this, most ordinary people think gender is just a polite alternative to sex. So these academics are talking about personal style, masculinity or femininity. It's, I don't know. It's just, this muddle feeds into the academic research and public policy. It's concerning that people supposedly among our best and brightest are seemingly blind to this confusion. No, they're not blind. Some of them were being honest. The rest of them were playing politics. And 14% were smart enough to know that there was no right answer because it was all fucking bullshit! The survey also asked questions about the origin of COVID, the government's pandemic modeling, and gain-of-function research, as well as gender sex debate. So, yeah, the 14% were like, I don't rightly know. I don't think I can rightly say. Like, they were the only smart ones. Like, so, congratulations, UK. You have 14% of your academics who are actually smart enough to realize that they're being, like, sussed out. And they're like,
Or maybe those 14% were just trying to protect their livelihoods.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was saying.
I wouldn't congratulate protecting their livelihoods unless they were trying to keep their integrity.
They need integrity.
We need integrity.
They need integrity.
Integrity apparently doesn't exist anymore. So
the only people invited to do this were lecturers, people working as lecturers. Mm. So they're not, you know, like the 22% who is like...
Are we talking TED Talk lecturers?
So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population.
Academics, people with PhD level or higher, faculty of social sciences and medicine and life sciences. So people who had degrees in, you know, they're scientists and they're, the rejection, this is a quote, "The rejection of biological sex seems to be based on a lack of knowledge about evolution, and it champions species chauvinism inasmuch as it imposes human identity notions on millions of other species." So they're saying the idea that 22% was like, oh yeah, or not 29% was like, oh, sex is non-binary, is like saying, you know, fish don't have males and females because humans no longer have males and females. Or like...
Well, fish is being 3D printed now, so...
Plants no longer reproduce sexually and don't have male and female parts to the flowers and stuff. And, you know, and cattle don't have male and female. Okay, they're being cloned. All right, whatever. We make those arguments.
And they're being also fried in fricassee right now.
Yes, so. Well, their food is being fried in fricassee. Mm-hmm. But what that sentence basically says is like, the rejection of biological sex is exactly what we're arguing with all the court cases about men participating in women's sports. Because if the reality of biological sex is a reality of biological sex, and it's different from gender, and you can't change biological sex, well then you can't be having men like kickboxing with women and putting them in the fucking hospital or the morgue. You know, like, you gotta draw the line somewhere. So I think the UK is maybe closer to intelligence than we are in the States right now.
Look, I say, if a woman's going to go up against a guy, at least have her somewhere in their degree, but it takes a hell of a lot longer for a woman to work up that kind of muscle.
All right. It's time for Blender Games 2024, a ballad of asses and elephants. Did Trump have a Biden moment, or is he calling out the Obama regime behind the scenes? Take it away, guys.
Trump crowd goes silent as he confuses Biden and Obama again. So, basically, I think this was a rally, and Trump was doing a speech, and he said, "Shortly after we win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled." And then when addressing the current government, he said, "I know the buff very well, and we will restore peace through strength. Get a war settled. It's a bad war, and Putin has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word."
Wait, Obama?
Yep, he said Obama.
But I thought it was the senile pedal that was...
Indeed.
Wait,
So, did Trump misspeak, or did he say the thing that everybody's thinking out loud? That's the question.
That is a very good question.
I would go with the second option.
It's been so frustrating to me since the 2020 election that everyone's like, oh, President Biden did this and this. President Biden did that and that. You know, aside from the fact that President Biden crapped his pants in the Vatican, like, there's nothing else that they've told me that President Biden has done. You know, it's just...
Hey, let's not forget that he also referred to the VP as President Harris.
Of course, President Harris.
He did.
Oh, I know something Biden did. He fell down the stairs.
Oh, he fell downstairs. He fell upstairs.
He fell up the stairs.
I mean, you know, that's pretty powerful stuff. He can defy gravity and fall up the stairs. But he, so the media knows. The media knows Biden isn't even in control of his own bowel movements, let alone U.S. policy. And I would say that at least half of the people who vote Democrat in this country also know that. But they're okay because it's like, well, at least our guy's in office. And like, who cares who's really running the country? And I been like, no, the American people deserve to know who's actually running the show. Like, we deserve to know who's doing the calling the shots.
Plus, if your guy is not in control, he's not really in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, like, Steven Crowder always calls him former Vice President Biden, and I'm like, thank you, because, like, I can't call him president. Like, he's president of what? You know, like...
Come on, Jack, I'm president of the ice cream truck.
I'm sure he would be voted president of Child Snippers Anonymous.
Come on, Jack, let me just take a whiff. What is that? Like apple blossom champagne.
That reminds me that the Babylon Bee came up with Biden selecting Elmo as the new press secretary.
Oh, that's right.
I missed that one. When did that one happen? How did I miss that?
That was like over a month ago.
Wow.
That was something that Biden posted something about Elmo. Biden in the post
to get more kids at the press meetings. Yeah. I don't more kids to sniff. Is he literally pulling life essence out of children just by sniffing them? Like,
probably.
That is how these psychos work, so it's not a surprise.
So nasty. That thing and that meat suit that claims to be Biden, that claims to be president, that people keep pretending really is. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I don't think Putin has much respect for whoever's in charge here in the United States. Is that person Obama?
I don't think he has any respect for any governing body of the United States, and with good reason.
On the interview with Carlson, Putin did say that he had a good relationship with Clinton, and
that's not sus at all.
Clinton put him in office, though. If you follow Clinton
and Trump, he mentioned specifically Clinton.
So he
and
knows
Trump.
Not to bite the hand that fed him. Got it. Right. Otherwise, he'll end up like a Seth Rich or.
Well, I mean, he basically owes his position to the Clintons, because Clinton was in office when the United States chose who was going to be the next president of Russia. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that was like in 2016, we were like, oh, Russia meddled with our election. I'm like, about fucking time we get it dished back to us, because we meddled with so many elections. Like, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I wonder if there's a nation on earth that holds elections that we haven't put our hand in the last 50 years, to be perfectly honest. I had a friend who worked in a government office, and I was very young when we met, and she was like, you'd be appalled if you knew what your government was up to. And I was like, okay, woohoo, you know, like, but she's like, no, I've seen it. Oh, no. And one of the things she mentioned was like, oh yeah, elections, we're meddling in other elections, mm-hmm. and we're, you know, and I mean, she'd seen the documents, she'd handled stuff, and I was like, okay, but Putin was our choice. I'm surprised he didn't mention Bush Jr., because it sort of seemed like they were having a little bromance back in the day. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, like, I looked into Putin's eyes, and I saw his soul. It's like, okay, but how did the meeting go? Like, did you guys spoon afterwards?
They connected on a soul level. I mean, that's how the meeting went, obviously.
I mean, if I were George W. and I was watching that interview and I heard him name drop Clinton and Trump and he didn't say anything about me, I would probably cut
myself. He might have said, I don't remember very well. He might have said something.
I think you're right, though. I don't think he said George W. I think he said. I know. I think I saw that part. Anyways, so yeah, so that's what's going on in our wonderful election stuff. If we have an election in 2024. I don't think we will. Okay, quick quiz. Do you think we're having an election, Jersey girl?
If we do, it's because they want Trump back in so they can blame him for everything.
Ah, okay, that's a good theory.
Yeah, I think, I don't think there's going to be an election. I think they're going to find a way to cancel it.
Yeah, I'm of that opinion. I sort of feel like they're ginning up to do something that, we'll have to have martial law, we'll have to postpone the election.
Either World War III or a zombie apocalypse
World
or
War
whatever.
Or some kind of like internal unrest. I feel like they were maybe trying to start a civil war down at the border.
They've been trying that.
And then like the border patrol's like, what? No, we're cool.
With the shitheads we're dealing with, I wouldn't be surprised if they have a backup plan to their backup plans.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities to keep in mind. So these are just a couple of them. You use your imagination to think of what else it could possibly do, because the sky's the limit.
Well, you know, I mean, we do have the possibility of more war in the Middle East with Israel, because that's going on still, right? So I think that's why this week we need an adult. So we need an adult because our VP is not an adult.
What are you talking about? She is such a strong black woman.
Coming from the independent VPs for peace, kinda. Kamala calls for 6-week ceasefire to boost Israel's tourism economy during the Easter Passover season. I found it really interesting that she's like, at least for 6 weeks. I was like, okay, what happens in 6 weeks? Oh, wait, it's going to be Easter in like 3 weeks. So if you want to like book your plane reservation and book your hotel to go visit Jerusalem during Passover or Easter, you can do that. Because, I mean, it's got to be killing tourism. You know, BBE's like, hey, Kamala, what can you say? So she did, at first it didn't sound like she called for a ceasefire, but she did. Given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. I can't believe they're letting me say that word, because, like, they're going to call me an anti-Semite, but they can't because I'm black. But for at least 6 weeks. For at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table, we threw some numbers on the table, and I rolled a D6, and I got a 6. So it's 6 weeks is what's on the table. They might roll another D6 and only give us 3.
I didn't know Kamala could play D&D.
I didn't know she could do any of it.
People in Gaza are starving. The conditions are inhumane.
And whose fault is that?
And common humanity compels us to act.
Do you even know what it means to be human?
I know how to act like a whore because I get on my knees all the time to get my next promotion. And the Israeli government must do more significantly to increase the flow of aid. No excuses. I got through the speech. I got through the speech, y'all. I didn't think I was gonna get through. I didn't even repeat a word.
This is Harris.
Yes.
What do you mean support the flow of aid? Shouldn't they just stop killing people?
We must open new border crossings at the southern border. I'm sorry. No. That's in Israel. We must open new border crossings. They must not impose any unnecessary restrictions to people trying to get into our country. Whoops, no, wrong country again. To people, the delivery of aid, and we must ensure humanitarian personnel and convoys are not targeted like they were last week when they brought them food and then the Israelis opened fire on them. That was not a good look.
And we're not condemning them. Why?
So more food, more water, and fuel to reach those in need. We need a ceasefire. We need to get those hostages out of Israel, because I'm sure after all that bombing, at least those hostages are safe, even though there are no buildings left in Gaza. I'm sure the Israeli hostages are still safe, and we're going to get them back into Israel.
What about the Palestinian hostages?
They're prisoners of war that are Hamas. Israel has to be able to defend itself, and we need to spend all that money so that Israel can defend itself.
So while Israel is trying to restore its tourism, jokes on them, Easter Monday just happens to fall on April 1st. I guarantee you what's going to happen. Just kidding. Nobody's going anywhere.
I don't think that is like, I don't know that Israel does April Fool's Day. I don't think that that's a them thing. I think that's,
I mean, if they're thing. An American state, I'm sure
their April Fool's jokes involve bombs.
Their typical pull people up for food and shoot them is, you know, pretty solid prank. I don't see. I mean, it's obviously working. Yeah, like they sent all those people to hospital with gunshot wounds.
It's the
and
most
like,
moral army on earth.
A bunch of people died. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I mean, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. Wait, no, that's what we spend. It's the Israeli Defense Force. Yeah, that's what. They're defenders of food on trucks.
They just use a lot of force when defending
that food on trucks from the people who are hungry. Yep.
They're defending Palestine for life.
Those Palestinians are going to save so much money on basic life necessities once they're all dead. Like, they're not going to need anything.
I mean, I guess we should commend them for being pro-choice, because they're giving the choice to
either die from starvation or die from bombing.
Exactly. Bombing. Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, maids can only aspire to be as effective as the IDF at helping people end their lives. Like, I just, you know, it's inspirational. I'm wondering if, you know, Canada's going to send some representatives to Israel to see that.
This maid's a little more humane. We'll end your life now instead of torturing you until you're dead.
That does sound like a little bit of fun, doesn't it? Oh, yes, yes it does.
Okay, well, so, yeah, I think we need an adult in... We need at least one adult in government. Wouldn't it be nice to have, like, one person who you were like, oh, that makes sense, you know? Speaking of, it's time for a new segment we're calling Animal Pharma. Ha 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 ha. Because, you know, Animal Farm and Big Pharma and... I love it. According to the BBC News, vitamin D kills. I didn't
wait, what?
Yeah.
I said the sun was deadly, didn't I?
An elderly man died from misadventure is the official cause of death. Surrey's coroner calling for a change to supplement packaging rules after an 89-year-old's fatal dose of the D, vitamin D.
Are we sure he didn't accidentally take Viagra instead?
Heart failure was part of it. Following the death of David Michener, the coroner has written to the Department of Health and Social Care and Food Standards Agency. They don't have an FDA, they have an FSA. A report that said 89-year-old had been taking vitamin D supplements for at least 9 months preceding... Oh, maybe he thought he was pregnant? I don't know.
Hey, men can get pregnant now.
Yeah, nowadays...
Before his death, his test showed his D levels were off the charts. So, yeah, it could have been
his D's levels?
At 380, the maximum level recordable by the laboratory. The laboratory. I'm sorry. This is a British article. Again. An inquest into...
It's a real British invasion.
Inquest into Michener's death at East Surrey Hospital on May 2023 ended in December. Wow, that took them a long time. So there, an 89-year-old dies of what seemed to be hypercalcemia, cardiac, and kidney failure. And they took from May till December to determine that he died of the D. What a way to go.
He died happy.
I can't get my head out of the gutter on this one. Very serious risks. Jonathan Stevens, assistant coroner in Surrey, raised concerns that vitamin supplements have been potentially very serious risks and side effects when taken in excess. Guys, they don't want you partaking of the D. they want
you gender really fucked now.
They want you gender fluid, sex non-binary, and no D for you.
I wonder what other supplements he was taking to get her the vitamin D.
Well, I think really what's going on here is that vitamin D is one of the most helpful vitamins you can take, especially during winter months when you don't have much sun exposure, to build your immune system to fend off things like flu, pneumonia, COVID. COVID, air quotes, COVID, and whatever other thing. And they've been kind of trying to attack anything that would keep people healthy. Like, we've seen this since 2020. Like, anything that would be good for you, that would stave off infection of a respiratory illness or something, they're like, don't do that! You could live! Like, don't make that choice! We won't be able to murder you in a hospital! So, with the Dazzler!
And then Dazzler!
Abracadabra, Midazzler! You're dead now, Midazzler!
Guardian Levioso, Remdesivir!
Well, Remdesivir is what we use here in the States, and we're talking about the UK. But, and Remdesivir is a show sponsor, too. So we gotta be nice about how we talk about the death drug. Run death is near.
Nice.
That's how they told you to remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Like, don't take Remdesivir, it sounds like run death is near.
Sounds a lot like Found Off Road Dead. Oh, sorry, Ford.
So
just some maid supplements.
So yeah, they're saying like vitamin D can cause hypercalcemia, where too much calcium builds up in the body, it can damage your kidneys and your heart. And 10 micrograms per day for most people. And
I heard something like that a long time ago when I was like in middle school. I remember it was Eyewitness News. They ran like a special thing supposedly calling out the idea of having too much calcium could be bad for you. So I feel like they were prepping this for a while.
It's possible. I mean, too much of anything can kill you. Like too much water.
Too much D can kill you.
Oh, to be so lucky.
Look at Link over here.
He's like, what a way to go.
Sign me up.
So other things that kill, but just the things that you want to kill, the parts of you that you want to kill, DIY abortions are coming soon to CVS and Walgreens near you.
That doesn't sound sus at all.
No, that sounds so above board.
Because I'm sure it totally does what it supposedly says it does, right?
I'm sure.
Totally safe and effective. That
it's totally safe and effective. There are people who are, like, super pro-life, who's like, no, it's wrong to take that because you should, if an egg has been fertilized, you should let it implant and you should let nature run its course. And the,
yes, let the ticking time bomb tick, tick, tick.
But the emergency contraception is specifically for people who, you know, maybe were trying to be careful and they were having protected sex, but there was a flaw in the protection. Oh.
They got too much of the D.
They got too much of the D. The D just, like, ripped right through the protective
barrier. Explosive D!
Or if, you know, someone was not planning on having sex and sex happened to them forcibly. So they would give you emergency contraception if you went to the hospital and said, hey, this happened to me and can you check me over and, you know, all that jazz. And so but emergency contraception has been available for women at drugstores. You could just go and request it. You didn't need a doctor's prescription or anything. It comes with some warnings, and you're going to feel like shit for the next, you know, 72 hours or so, maybe right. The next whole week, because it's going to basically force your period to come early, and you're just going to, you know,
flush out everything,
and hopefully there won't be a lining for a fertilized egg to
attach to. It's not the kind of detox you want to ever go through.
No. But it doesn't even necessarily guarantee abortion. They say, like, if an egg is already implanted, you know, it's too late. And just because you take this doesn't mean that a fertilized egg isn't going to actually get there and have something to implant you. Like, it doesn't guarantee you a non-pregnancy. But it's got a high rate of success. I think it's, like, 92% or something in preventing unwanted pregnancies. It's not fun. It's not a fun drug. It's not a party drug. It's not a, like, oh, I'm just gonna fuck you and then take emergency contraception the next morning. It's like you.
It's nowhere near as fun as midazolam.
No. It doesn't take your breath away. dying in slow motion. I'm a stupid fucking machine. Feeling like I'm drowning, but I can't talk or even scream.
Our greatest hits are coming soon, guys.
I'm sorry. Anyways, so the thing is that when abortion clinics give out this drug, there's an amount of vetting. Like, you can't just take it at any point in your pregnancy. Like, you're supposed to take a pregnancy test. And it's within a certain duration. I'm not sure which trimester is the last safe point of no return. Because sometimes you need to do a surgical abortion if you're going to terminate a pregnancy. And it's not safe to take this drug. And if you have women who are just like, no, I'll just take the drug, and they're not doing proper vetting, like, this could kill women. This is not a safe drug. This is not a super safe way to get an abortion.
Oh, it's effective, just not safe.
Yeah, it's effective. It kills somebody. Maybe all of you. Maybe both the inside and the outside. Who knows? So anyways, I'm not a big fan of this plan. I think this is a bad move, and I'm wondering how many women are going to die. Because I just think that sometimes they think that they're, you know, this is great for women's rights. Our right to die. Our right to die because we're being poorly medicated.
Do you want to die?
Kennedy's got maids, we've got abortion pills.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a maids expansion. Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it's just, you know, they're opening up shop, guys. And now, if you can't get a maid to your door, you can at least order their products.
You can abort yourself. Here, coming from Walgreens and CVS, go on, abort yourself. Are you growing a baby inside you? This will kill it. It might kill you too, but this will kill it. I don't know. I have a bad idea. All right. So that brings us to your virtue signal is broken.
I think everything's broken at this point. But
So this was cute. I was just scrolling through YouTube looking for some cute animal vids or, you know, something kind of fun. And I see this big, beautiful yellow and blue Ukrainian flag looking thing. And it's got this post that says, 2 years into the war, Ukraine has not only valiantly defended their democracy, but continued to feed the world. I know I'm eating
more bullshit.
I'm eating so much Ukrainian wheat, you guys. Like, I mean, just like all the Ukrainian grain I can eat. All in the face of Russian military's brutal aggression. Slava Ukraini. And it says Ukrainians in yellow on a blue flag are resilient in blue on a yellow flag. And guess who published, guess what account on YouTube put this out?
Gee, of all the propaganda channels out there, I wonder.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with United States and it ends with Department of State. So the U.S. Department of State puts out this four-picture slide deck. I mean, it's not a video. It's just that statement. And you've got the Ukrainians are resilient with a backdrop of the flag. You've got a beautiful Ukrainian flag flying in the air against a blue sky. Ukraine has done what no one thought was possible. Destroy the U.S. economy and use all our weapons. Ooh, launder money and influence the 2022 election through FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. What else? Ooh, Decimate their own population. Kill American journalists. Put countless American journalists on a kill list.
Religious oppression. They closed down how many churches?
Oh, destroyed the political opposition party. Like, basically, enlisted old men to fight the war.
And pregnant women.
And have kids in the street given soldiers Nazi salutes. Yeah, because Azov is so good.
Wow.
Such a democratic country.
Oh, wait, no, that's not what they were talking about. I'm sorry. The next slide says, Ukraine stood toe-to-toe with one of the world's biggest militaries and got their asses handed to them. and are still
That's
getting-
why several countries are talking about conscription to go fighting Ukraine and Israel.
why do you think Zelensky is trying to catch them all?
They got the U.S. to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Now, actually, I think really the U.S. was like, we have to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline because Ukraine.
Was it the U.S. or was it our friends across the pond?
I think it was the U.S.
Or was it a joint effort?
It was a joint effort, but not with MI6. Okay. MI6 helped coordinate it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like the brains.
It was U.S. military. So the U.S. Navy planted the charges, but then Sweden, I think, one of those Nordic countries, like, I want to say it was Sweden, had some part in it. They were part of, yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Isn't Davos in Sweden?
No.
Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Greta's from Sweden.
Greta's from Sweden.
I don't want to malign Sweden if it wasn't Sweden, if it was Norway, it was one of those Scandinavian.
Oh, I think it was Norway.
Okay, maybe it was Norway. So they were helping with like the training exercises and the diving and stuff. So there was part coordinated with one of those Scandinavian militaries. And then the UK Prime Minister said something like sent a text, was like, it's done, like right after that thing. So we think maybe like the detonating devices were possibly with the UK and they did the detonation, but we set the charges, but we trained with the Scandinavians.
One of those Scandinavians.
So, I mean, yeah. you know, it wasn't Russia. I could tell you it wasn't Russia. I could tell you it wasn't Ukraine. Like, I could tell you it was neither of those two countries that did it. Anyways, so our U.S. State Department is telling us that Ukraine pushed Russia's navy back in the Black Sea, opened a corridor for exporting grain and other products to the world. Like, do you really think that if Russia didn't want them to be able to export their shit, like, that they'd be able to export their shit? Mm-hmm. They're outmanned, outgunned, everything.
Out everything.
I'll tell you why they did this. Because Israel has been getting all the attention. Ukraine feels left out. So we got to give some,
There is a link between Ukraine and Israel, because a lot of Jewish people have been moving to Ukraine now that there's no Ukrainian population.
Hold on, didn't they originally come from there anyway?
Yeah, they came from that area.
The Khazars?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, because, I mean, if I were Jewish, I'm just saying, if I were Jewish, I wouldn't necessarily want to live in a country where the main fighting battalion were the Azovs, who were like Nazis. Mm. You know, so like, are the Jewish people like, oh good, the Russians took the Nazis out of Ukraine? Or are the Khazars that are moving there not really Jewish?
And there's our strike for anti-Semitism.
I mean, it's just a question. It's just a question. If I were Jewish, I wouldn't feel particularly safe living in a country that's kind of lousy with Nazis.
But the Nazis are all dying. They're all being killed by Russians.
By the Russians. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but don't you remember? They're, like, apparently not the bad guys anymore. Remember that one got praised by
the Nazis?
By Trudeau. Yeah.
I think our U.S. State Department was like, seeing poor Ukraine, like, spend so much time with its wife in Israel that it was like, oh, the side chick's getting bored, you know, we don't want, and the side chick starts going after, like, Italy and France and, like, you know, that
start looking for other options.
Side chick's looking for a new sugar daddy, and the State Department's like, no, baby, we got you, baby. Look, I'm gonna put a note on YouTube about how much I love you. But that's nothing because you're with Israel again. I thought I was important. Well, hi, Israel. I mean, she's like a state. Mm-hmm. Don't you like the way I do your laundry? Don't you like the way I launder all your money so you can funnel it into elections and put establishment uniparty shills in offices and make the people think that they're voting for somebody? Okay. Isn't that so great, baby? Don't you? Everything I've done for you.
I mean, our maid service could probably do it better. I'm just saying.
Russia is going maid service on Ukraine. That's bullshit. All right. Well, I think it is time for us to continue with our ongoing misinformation pageant. Tonight's contestants are from Miss Texas and Miss Miss Texas and Miss Connecticut tonight.
Those two always get confused when you're talking about the tri-state. It's fine.
It's the tri-state area. Yeah. So Link, why don't you go ahead and introduce right. our contestants?
Let's start with Miss Connecticut.
Hello. Hi. Good evening. What's the question?
So, this is misinformation. What would you like to know about?
Oh, so you just want to know my platform. Okay, yes. I'm very excited to become misinformation. I've been very well educated. So, as far as information goes, I can share a lot of it. And one of the things I'd like to share is this ridiculous notion about colonialism that's been floating around the world. It's not just in the United States. It's kind of everywhere. But I am a very proud descendant of a Viking lineage, of a British lineage. And yes, my people loved to get in the sea and kick the shit out of other people. And they liked the places they went to so much that they established colonies. Because when you like a place, you buy a summer home there, you know? And maybe you even marry a local because they cook really good food, okay? But, I mean, think about how bland this world would be if people hadn't built big fucking boats and had guns and weapons and battle axes and been able to tame the wilderness and create civilization. Okay, like, where would we all be right now if it weren't for colonization? We wouldn't be able to cooperate to make these fancy microphones and these fancy computers and things. We needed ingenuity. We needed labor from places like China. We needed people who were going to come and do our IT service from India. We needed white people who were going to create the corporations and fill out the paperwork and do the red tape. We needed, you know, Asian minds to develop the software and stay up all odd hours of the night. We needed bankers from the places that do banks. I'm from Connecticut. I know who I can and can't talk about. We needed laborers in countries rich in resources who would mine all of the components we needed, and we would not have the technology we have today if we weren't all brought together in one big, breathing, interacting world through the marvels of colonization. And you notice not every place got colonized by white people. I mean, there were places, China had gunpowder before us, you know, we were just like, hi, yeah, nice, see ya, later. So, I mean, it's an exchange. It was adventuring. It was an exchange. People have been taking over other people's territory for millennia. You had Genghis Khan. I mean, he wasn't white. And look at all the pipe he laid across the middle countries and all the way into Europe. So I'm just saying, I think colonization has got a bad name. I think white people have got a bad name just because we were really good at it for a long time. And I think that, you know, it's a net benefit because now we have better things and better cooperation throughout the globe because some of us got in boats and kicked the shit out of other people.
Okay, thank you, Miss Connecticut. Miss Texas.
Hey, y'all. This is Miss Texas here. I'm here to take my place as misinformation because, y'all, I gotta tell you, I got the inside on what's really happening and what's been fueling all of the catastrophes that's been happening in this great country of ours. Y'all, like, everything from, like, the border to the fire, it all comes back to this cult-like group of psychopaths, right? And shout out to my girl, Kelly Clarkson, like, oh, my love, I love you, and you and Kevin were fabulous. Y'all, like, I love you both, and thank you, Kevin, for watching out for my girl, because she almost done slipped about that. She almost done slipped, and he was looking out for her. I'm not usually one to encourage hushing a lady, but when you're looking out for a fellow colleague, I respect that great much. So you showed a lot of heart there, Kevin. Thank you for looking out for our girl, because I don't want to see another tragedy. I don't want to see another statistic of these psychopaths that be trafficking all these children and all these migrants through our borders. And just, meanwhile, we're supposed to care about all these other countries that have no business, you know, meddling in our affairs from our elections and what else and what have you. No, we're done. Like, we're done with y'all. We're not having this anymore, y'all. I just want to get it out there that we see you. We see you, and we ain't having it. You want to cross the great state of Texas, you're going to be paying the price.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Texas. And now it's time for the listeners to vote. Which one would you like to be the misinformation?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tight race.
I mean, can Miss Connecticut sound any more like a... Oh, we're going to get dinged for white privilege on that one.
Oh. You know,
don't we always?
It's crazy. Like, I've never seen anybody who's like, blah, 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 decolonize this, decolonize that. Nobody freaking gets in a boat and goes back to the country of their genetic origin. And plus, we're all such fucking mutts at this point. Like,
don't tell that to a Texan, though. They'll tell you that all their blood is Texan. That's what they'll tell you.
Well, and they're right. You know, you've got a lot of. I think most Texans who've been there multi-generationally have intermarried with people who are, you know, from the Mexican side of the border. Mm-hmm. And you've got, you know, the Tex-Mex. It's its own mm-hmm. regional cuisine, food style, mm-hmm. but I mean, we're just, especially in this country,
like, you've got people who are, you know, Polish people marrying British people, marrying Jewish people, marrying Black people, marrying Indigenous people, and all this. And it's like, you know, some people make the argument, well, okay, well, if we really wanted to genocide Indians, we did a shitty job because of all the people who got Indian, you know, mixed race blood in them because we married a lot of them, you know.
Hey, like, in the end, our Indigenous people won because look who runs the casinos. I mean, they took a page from the Sicilians, they got together, opened a bunch of casinos, and now they're a fortified mafia. I mean, come on.
I wonder how Indigenous names run now. Chief always battle black.
This is my right hand man, 21 blackjack.
This is my wife, loosest slots on strip. I can tell you she is appropriately named.
These are our children. One shot, double shot, and triple shot.
This is our newborn, Lotto.
And this is our pet, Slot.
I think this is an important lesson. Like, I'm going to end on a kind of serious note. Like, we are in a place right now, as in the United States of America, where if the powers that be succeed in dividing us, and I don't really think the U.S. government back in the day had to do a lot to divide the Indigenous people. They were kind of divided. There were always conflicts. Like, they were taking over territories from each other and fighting each other. They leveraged the U.S. government at different times against each other, and then it would kind of backfire. And it wound up awful because, you know, it's sad when people get kicked off of their ancestral lands and whatever. But also, it was like, well, whose land was it? I'm like, okay, well, if you guys can't fucking decide, then, you know, we don't, what do you want us to do about it? So now we're in this place where, you know, we're trying to divide Black people from white people, and we're trying to divide, you know, people with Asian hair to stop Asian hate. And then we've got, you know, the rainbow alphabet mafia coming for us. And it's just like, and we've become so factionated, and we really do have outside forces trying to take us down. And if we could totally lose it all the same way that our Indigenous people lost if we keep fighting amongst each other. Mm-hmm. And all they had to do really is if they had come together and said, like, not a step farther, y'all. This is the Mississippi River or whatever they had. I don't know if that was, it sounds like kind of it was an Indigenous name of some sort. Mississippi, like, maybe.
I can't quite
remember. It's probably a bastardization of an Indigenous name. Like Kalamazoo. I was like an Indigenous person, like, this is Kalamazoo. And they're like, Kalamazoo. Got it. No, Kalamazoo. Like, Kalamazoo, that's what I said. You know, like, we Americanize everything. We're terrible with accents. But anyways, I feel like if they had come together and said, no more. You've got your, you took all that. That's fine. All right, cool. You can trade with us. We're going to unify and become like United States of, you know, Native tribes. And you guys can do your thing on that side of the river, and we'll do our thing on this side of the river. But they didn't come together, they fought each other. And if we don't come together and we fight each other, then those fucking globalists, those fucking WEF, the fucking intel agencies, and all those powers that are coming at us. But if we came together, then we can take these fuckers down.
Yeah, as the saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall.
It's true.
And we're very divided right now.
Yeah, but I don't want to be, you know, and I think we nitpick about lots of shit, and I think you can laugh at a lot of it.
All jokes aside, we're supposed to be the United States. Can we start fucking acting like it?
We've got a lot of things being leveraged against us, but if we can pull our heads out of our collective S's, I think there's hope. I really do think there's hope. And all it really takes is for us all to just kind of, like, say no more. Be the D you want to see in the world. And because dicks fuck twats.
There are three kinds of people in this world. Dicks, pussies, and assholes. Thank you, Trey and Matt. We used a lot of your references tonight.
Yes.
You really called it.
You're the meaning in our lives. You're our inspiration. And what's his name from Beavis and Butthead and
Judge, Mike Judge.
Yeah, Mike Judge. Mike Judge. We like the classics. You know, South Park and Mike Judge.
So yeah, and hit. And Fire. Yeah, Fire. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
So this was a pretty cool show, y'all. Even though we got serious at the end. So thank you for tuning in. Again, we apologize that this is going to be a little bit later than usual, but we wanted to get this on the record.
As you can hear, they're working on our studio.
Yeah, there's all that studio work going on.
Yep.
So signing off, this is AG.
Link.
Jersey Girl.
And that's a wrap.